We need to teach our children. We need to pass on the knowledge that we've gained. Amen. I believe in establishing the religious roots of the children of Israel, the Lord told them to teach their children. He says, when you go in and when you come out, when you sit down, this is something that you should always do. Always teach them about the commandments of Jesus Christ. And if we do that, I think this world would be a better place. So I always wonder what I'm going to speak about and what the Lord is going to give me to say. So I have a few scriptures that I'm going to speak on as I go. Amen. But I've been out doing a lot of deliveries lately, and as I go by places, I see different signs, and I saw this one sign that says, "No God, no peace." No God, no peace.
Amen.
The first one is no God, N-O, no peace. The second one is K-N-O-W, no God, no peace. In looking in Webster's dictionary, I said no and no. Some people might get confused about the no's. So I looked it up, and no, N-O, is the opposite of yes.
Yes.
No, it's a denial.
Yes.
Amen. It's negative.
Yes.
When you say no, that means that you have put up a wall. You have just said, that's it. No.
Yeah.
The atheist says there is no God. So if there is no God, then there is no peace. People are always talking about peace. Just look at the world situation in the Middle East. They're talking peace. They're trying to get people together. Everybody's talking about peace, but they still fighting. Here in our own United States, black can't get along with white. This is a melting pot, a nation with all kinds of people. But yet, the blacks can't stand the Hispanics. Everybody's talking about peace. But what are they doing to achieve peace? Now let's look at the second part. Know God. To know something is to recognize and to discern the character of. To recognize as discrete from something else. Amen. And to have the knowledge of. To have the knowledge of God. To recognize that God is God. To discern that his character is something above reproach. In Isaiah, in the Old Testament, Isaiah 48 and 22, also Isaiah 57 and 21. Isaiah 48, 22, and Isaiah 57, 21. This is when Isaiah, the seeing eye prophet, was rebuking Israel about no God. They both read the same. I love the way the Bible clarifies itself. Isaiah 48 and 22 says, "There is no peace, said the Lord, unto the wicked." Isaiah 57 and 21 says the same thing. "There is no peace, said my God, to the wicked. We look at the world today, and everybody is wanting to be accepted for who they are. The gays and lesbians want to be accepted for who they are. The skinheads want to be accepted for who they are. The hate mongers, the atheists. But here it says, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And if you're not doing what's right, you're doing what's wrong. And that's wickedness. But if we know God, let's go to Luke 2 and 14. This is the beginning of something that's good. Amen. This is when we are going to be blessed with the birth of Jesus Christ. We always, around Christmas time, always sing or hear this scripture, which is, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So to know God and to have peace, you have to know who Jesus is. John 14 and 27, St. John, as the Lord had been on earth for his time, he was getting ready to go back to his home. In his own words, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, which I say, everybody is talking about peace, but nobody is doing what it takes to achieve peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I was listening to, I believe, Carolyn, when she was saying that how all the, and Brother Ted, all the terrible things that are happening in this world, all the evilness and the wickedness. And, you know, I have a routine in the morning. I open the store, and I go to flyers, and I get my coffee and my newspaper. But I went there Friday, and they had police tape all around. You couldn't get in. We're going, what happened? What happened? They had those little yellow evidence things all out. So I didn't find out. I said, Lord, what happened? And then I kept asking around, and finally found out that somebody, some customers, had got into an argument. Some man trying to keep the peace among a man, another man and a woman, was stabbed and killed. Now, at the Flyers Market and on Lakeshore, Flyers, the right there, the Beacon, we call it, yeah. So, but not as the world called. I just said that to say that even with him trying to keep the peace between two people, as the world see peace, it wasn't the peace of Jesus Christ. A couple of more. Romans 1 and 7. Now this is, Paul lets us know where our peace comes from. It says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, that's us, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. No God, no peace. Those of us that are called according to this, to the Word of God, who've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with this precious gift of the Holy Ghost, walking, talking, living according to the Word of God, we don't have to worry about those things that are happening around us. In fact, we should be happy. No, not happy because people are dying. Not happy because of the chaos and the evilness in the world, but happiness because it's a fulfillment of His Word, and it won't be long before we can catch Flight 416 and get out of here. Caught up to meet Him in the air. One more. I believe it's Romans 5 and 1. No God, no peace. K-N-O-W. No God, no peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we have become justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Amen.
I didn't have much to say today, but I just want to give you those scriptures.
Amen.
And let you know that when you hear people saying evil things, people saying negative things, people denying God, that means they don't K-N-O-W, God. Just like the history of America, when they came here, the Europeans came here talking peace and treaties with the Indians. They speak, like the Indian says, with forked tongues, because they didn't want peace. All they wanted is what they wanted. So when people are saying these things, know this, that they don't know God, and they will not know peace. But when you accept God, when you know God for who He is, for the character that He is, for the, Brother Tay was saying, for the goodness that He is, then we don't have to be worried about what's happening around us. Because in our heart, in our soul, we know that we have peace. We can live in peace in all the turmoil. Amen. God bless you. I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and that peace be with you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.